It is a joy to be with you today. I've always enjoyed coming to Lincolnshire. I grew up in this area, just south of here in Decatur, Indiana. So when you were talking about Ossian, I attended the Pleasant Dale Church of the Brethren. And so we had friends there from Ossian and Bluffton, Decatur, Bern, all over the area. But I would often get up here to Lincolnshire for youth events. I remember coming to a spring ding or fall fling some years ago when I was in high school. I was a pastor for many years, just retired officially last fall. I was married to Mary Jo for 33 years. She and I met at Bethany Seminary. And unfortunately, 3 years ago, she died tragically with a brain bleed. And a year ago, I got married to Ann. Ann and I were classmates at Wawasee High School, north and west of here. So got to know each other many years ago, worked together in her mother's nursing home. And then just a year and a half ago, we met for lunch, and the rest is history, as they say, because it was good to reconnect, and we've enjoyed our life together. This is a special passage for me, Romans 8, which says that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing. And I appreciate the list that Paul gives there. I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is our assurance, that is our faith, that no matter what life brings, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. In the northern part of Georgia, there lived a man and his family who were sharecroppers. They had few of the necessities of life, but 1 year after settling with the owner, they had a small amount of money left. It was not enough to buy something for each member of the family, so they had to decide on something in which the entire family could share. They finally decided to buy a mirror. 10 days later, when the treasurer arrived, they quickly tore open the box. The father was the first to look, and he frowned. The mother smiled, and the baby giggled. Each member of the family saw himself or herself for the first time. The mirror was passed to little Willie last. He looked. He didn't know whether to frown or to cry, for you see, Willie had been kicked in the face by a mule when he was a small boy. His face had been scarred, and it was really a rather ugly sight. Willie turned to his mother and said, "Mom, did you know that I looked like this all of the time?" "Yes, Willie, of course I did." His response, "And you still loved me?" "Yes, Willie, I still loved you. The face didn't make any difference. I love you because you're mine. I love you because you're mine." That's the summary of our text in Romans this morning. In fact, that is a summary of the whole Christian faith. The beginning and the end of the Christian faith is the love of God. Karl Barth, the great German theologian, was asked during a question and answer period following a lecture, "What is the most profound truth you have discovered in your theological studies?" Without pausing a moment, the noted theologian said, "Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so." A simple children's chorus that says so well about the love of God. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. The Apostle Paul in Romans says it this way, "Who will separate us from the love of God? Hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. I am convinced that neither death, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That is the faith that is ours. Neither hardship, and we all go through hardship in life. None of us has been through a time without trouble, without struggle. We all go through it. But this is the assurance of our faith, that nothing can separate us from God's love. No matter what we encounter in life, still God is there to uphold us. There are times when we might feel far from God. Sickness, the death of a loved one, when everything seems to be going wrong. In times like this, God often feels far from us. But the assurance is that no matter what we encounter in life, nothing can separate us from the love of God. We do experience suffering in our lives, and the eternal question that we deal with in life is why, if God is a loving God, if God cares for us, why do we suffer? There are no easy answers to that question. That is the question of the ages. And we do choose to live with the question, assured that no matter what we endure, God is with us. One person was going through a difficult time and wrote this, "It's all right. The questions, the pain, the stabbing anger can be poured out to the infinite one, and God will not be damaged. Our wounded ragings will be lost in God, and we will be found. For we beat on God's chest from within the circle of God's arms." We beat on God's chest within the circle of God's arms. God's love is stronger than our questions and doubts. God encircles us in love and accepts us as we are. I mentioned that my wife, Mary Jo, died 3 years ago, so I speak from firsthand experience. She and I met in seminary at Bethany when it was up in Oak Brook, Illinois. And we dated and fell in love and were married. And for 33 years, we ministered together. First in a church in Troy, Ohio, where we co-pastored, and then in two churches in Dayton, Ohio, Mack Memorial and Prince of Peace. We both loved ministry. In our first congregation, our two children were born, Joshua and Jessica. And it was a joy to raise them there and in the other churches. Mary Jo went on to become part of the national staff for the Church of the Brethren, loved her work in ministry. And I became district executive for Southern Ohio. Finally, in 2010, she and I moved to Elgin so she could be closer to her work with the national office. We enjoyed the fact that both of our children were married, and our son Joshua had Olivia 4 years ago. We'll be celebrating her fourth birthday next week. It was a joy to watch them grow. And we were gathered in Virginia to celebrate a shower for our daughter, Jessica, who was expecting a little boy. We had a wonderful shower, and as we were leaving from Virginia, she gave everybody big hugs. As we drove for 2 hours, we made a stop in West Virginia, and she decided it was time for her to drive. But as she was driving, I could tell that she was becoming confused. Fortunately, she was able to stop and pull over, and I started driving again. I knew something was going on, something wasn't quite right. And she said she had the worst headache she's ever experienced. So I knew my goal was to get her to the doctor right away. We finally got to the town of Breezewood. They sent us on to another little town where we made it to the emergency room. And it was there that I was told that she had suffered a tragic brain bleed. That afternoon, she went into surgery, and they were able to remove some of the blood and allow for time to heal. But tragically, 10 days later, she died. And so when I say that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, I've experienced the hardship, as you have. Mary Jo was a minister who loved to preach. And she would often, and this was our message, both of us, that no matter what we go through, nothing can separate us from God's love. At her funeral service, it was a celebration of life, giving thanks for the faith that is ours, even in the midst of tragedy. God is there to uphold us. And now I can say, I didn't know then what joys awaited me. But as I say, a year ago, Ann and I were married. And now we experience anew the joy of married love. No matter what you're facing in life, no matter how difficult, I encourage you to turn in faith to God, to hear these words in Romans, that no matter what hardship we go through, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Will hardship? No. Distress? Not even distress. Persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. There's a moving story of a young man whose wife died and left him with a small son. Back home after the funeral, they went to bed as soon as it was dark, because there was nothing else the Father could think of that he could bear to do. As they lay there in the darkness, numb with sorrow, the little boy broke the stillness from his bed with the disturbing questions. "Daddy, where's Mommy?" The father tried to get the boy to go to sleep, but the questions kept coming from his sad childlike mind. After a time, the father got up and brought the little boy to bed with him. But the child was still disturbed and restless, and would occasionally ask probing, heartbreaking questions. Finally, the youngster reached a hand through the darkness, placed it on his father's face, and asked, "Daddy, is your face toward me?" Give an assurance verbally and by his own touch that his father's face was indeed toward him. The boy said, "If your face is toward me, I think I can go to sleep." That is the heart of the gospel. The heart of the message we have in Romans today. Like that little boy's father, God's face is always toward us, no matter what we go through. God will not let us go. Nothing, not a single situation, person, event, issue, loss, death, illness, nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. All too often in life's journey, we face the struggles, the doubts, the questions, the decisions which seem to separate us from God. There are times when our faith is tested, when our beliefs and values are on the line. When the stakes are high, can we really trust God to take care of us in this troubled world? This past week, we have seen the devastation of another hurricane. It's sad to see the tragedy, especially in the Bahamas, where so many houses were destroyed. My family likes to travel to the Outer Banks in North Carolina and spend a week on the beach. And just last month, we again enjoyed going to the Outer Banks. And we went to the island of Ocracoke. And perhaps you've seen in the news the devastation. A 7-foot surge of water devastated that island. The good news is that as we approach the floods of life, God is with us. As we approach each trial, we can live with the faith that God will see us through. When the waters of difficulty are rising around us, we can trust that God's face is toward us. We have the assurance of God's presence. God is presence even in the midst of life's struggles. Norman Vincent Peale, in his book Stay Alive All Your Life, tells about encountering a hurricane in the Atlantic. They managed to sail around danger. Afterwards, Dr. Peale and the captain were visiting. The captain said he had lived by the philosophy that if the sea is smooth, it will get rough. And if it is rough, it will get smooth. And then the captain said, "But with a good ship, you can always ride it out." That good ship is our faith in Jesus Christ. and to hear the promise that no matter what we go through in life, God is with us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The predicament is that many of us do experience those difficult times. At such times, all we can do is rely on the faith that we have nurtured all the years. When we do, if our faith is our own and it is real, we will hear a voice that calms the storms within our own souls. Peace, that voice says to us, peace, be still. May you live with the assurance and this wonderful promise that no matter what hardships we encounter in life, nothing can separate us from the love in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Join with me in prayer. God, we are thankful that nothing can separate us from your love. No matter what we go through in life, hardship, illness, the loss of a loved one, difficulties in families, strained relationships. And God, the list can go on, and you know what we experience. But God, may our roots go deep in faith, in hearing these words, that nothing can separate us from your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.